The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
It's Carol Delenko from Vancouver Pride, and you're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Do you like music?
Yeah.
Do you like theater?
Yeah.
Do you like video games?
Yeah.
Do you like actors, dancers, comedians?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, then you should be listening to Queer FM's Arts Extra every second Sunday from 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on what?
101.9 CITR. Duh. We don't have to take our clothes off just to have a good time. Oh,
it's Queer FM Arts Extra. We're on a little early. I just couldn't stand listening to another minute of country music. I'm sorry, kids. So we got a little bit of Queen here. We've got a great show. My name's Aiden Saint. We're on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got Samantha Mack. She's coming in with all kinds of radio goodness. She's got Matt from the Granger Brothers coming in. Talked with Kevin Smith. Yes, that Kevin Smith. We also have our new host, Carol Delenko. Got a little bit of an excerpt from Velma in the Sun. If you can imagine a whole bunch of really well-appointed lesbians and supporters in the community lawn bowling. Yeah, it was pretty fun. And we have so much more coming up on Queer FM Arts Extra. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Can Do is written by my dear friend Stephen Bruton, and we go back over 30 years ago, Heaven's Gate, and that's where I met T-Bone Burnett too. Chris Christopherson, the star of that movie, he invited all his or a bunch of his music buddies to play parts in that. Ronnie Hawkins, do you guys know Ronnie Hawkins? He played a part in that. Norton Buffalo, Bruton, T-Bone. And when we weren't making movies, we were jamming, man. And so really, Crazy Heart kind of came out of Heaven's Gate, really. That's where I met Bone. And when I found out he was going to do Crazy Heart, I said, oh, good. Let's do that. That's great.
Down in blue during Northern Rivers. heart is breaking. I think that I can alleviate the situation. Look in my eyes and listen to me, baby, and put your little hand in mine. I know that you've been feeling down and blue, but there ain't nothing really wrong with you. You just need a little tending to.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the West Side UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hey, my name's Aiden Saint. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. We're started a little early today. Well, I got here and we were playing a little bit of country music on the loop, and well, that's just not going to fly. So we're going to give you a little bit more music. Samantha Mack, yes, the Samantha Mack is coming in. She's got a guest. One of the Granger brothers is going to be in here. They spoke with Kevin Smith. Yes, that Kevin Smith. And that should be a lot of fun. Going to play a little bit of music for you. And then we have an interview with our new host, Carol Delinko. Carol Delinko is... must have cloned herself. She's around Vancouver all the time. And we're going to hear a little bit about Velma and the Sun. And there's a whole lot more here on Queer FM. But we got a little Frosty Comet for you here on CITR 101.9 FM.
about you. I saw you in the club. Somehow I fell in love. Girl, did you know you really had me at hello? There's so many things that replay through my head, and so many words I wish that I said. But all that I want is to see you again.
Frosty Comet here on CITR 101.9 FM. We have Queer FM Arts Extra. That's our art show. We're on every Tuesday from normally 9:30 to 10:30, but we're a little early today. So we've got a little something extra for you, and that is Carol Delinko. Carol Delinko is one of our dear friends and a new host here at Queer FM Arts Extra. We caught up with her in Stanley Park at a great fundraiser, and well, we'll let her tell it to you. Hey, it's Aiden Saint. We're here with Queer FM in Stanley Park, and this is an event, cover a lot of events for Queer FM, Queer FM Arts Extra. This is one that's near and dear to my heart because I've always, always wanted to do this, and when people say, "What haven't you done?" I'll say, "I haven't jumped out of a plane yet." Well, I haven't done this either. This is called lawn bowling, and definitely cool. There's way more to it than what I can tell just by looking at it, but a group of people put together a fantastic event. We're here at Stanley Park for that. It's Valmont in the afternoon, and I have one of the organizers, Carol Delinko, is here.
Hi there.
So, Carol, I promise I'm not going to ask you any questions about the rules.
Okay.
But who thought of this? This is fantastic.
Well, you know, our organization is Friends Help Friends, so every year we do a nice big event, and we wanted to do something different that was out of the bar scene, that was a daytime event, that you could get a different kind of crowd coming out and just really enjoying some good old-time fun. And we thought old-time fun and lawn bowling are, you know, they go perfectly together. So last year we did the first annual, hugely successful. This year, again, we've got all the, you know, all the greens are taken. And again, we've got all the teams completely full of women out here supporting Friends Help Friends and having a great day lawn bowling.
And there's a few boys out here, too.
There's a few boys out here, too. There's some girls that look like boys and boys that want to look like girls and girls that are boys and boys that are girls. And Anyways, it's the queer community. So, yeah, and Friends Help Friends is wonderful. We are an organization that supports queer women and allies, and that does include transgendered peoples as well. So we're very much an inclusive group and pretty much welcomed everybody onto Lawn Bowl. And if you can pick up a ball and your back can bend and your knees can lift you back up, we absolutely welcome you on the greens.
Well, this is one of those things that I wanted to learn how to do because I figure that if I start now, if, you know, I make it to like 65 years of age, it's like I'll be doing it 20 years. And then it's like, it's like, hey, you want to have a friendly wager on this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you'll be ahead of the game. I get you.
So tell me about the organization itself. How long has it been in existence?
A few years now. We actually became a society a couple years ago, but organized loosely for about 7 years before that. Friends Help Friends started because a couple of our girlfriends in our immediate circle got some very rare diseases. One developed a brain tumor and passed on, Sarah Butterworth. Mm-hmm. And we gathered for her initially and did a big fundraiser and raised enough money so that the ending of her life could be a little bit easier with some cash and alternative therapies that could be paid for. And then another friend of ours, Lori Dow, in 2004 also passed away, and or 2006. And so from her as well, we did big fundraisers and helped her support. And as we're getting older, more women are getting ill. And there's nothing in Vancouver specifically that looks after our own community. So we decided that we would create Friends Help Friends and look after the queer women's community and our allies and develop something for a support system.
Well, and, you know, I grew up in a really small town. You always took care of the older people, and you took care of the younger. You took care of everybody.
Yeah.
And it's, and I have to be honest. I mean, I go to a lot of fundraisers at a lot of bars.
Sure.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now...
Well, we do have, let's not say that we're not drinking, because we got fabulous cocktails as well.
And sandwiches.
We've got party sandwiches, bet. We got party sandwiches and chips and wine spritzers, of course, the sort of thing that you have at lawn bowling. And this just brings out a different kind of fun with people. I mean, you know, a lot of people might go out on Saturday night and continue dancing at another fundraiser. But this is something we thought, let's, you know, have a day in the sun and at Stanley Park. You can't beat this.
Oh, no, it's perfect weather. Out here, and people are wearing, some are wearing the traditional white.
Yeah.
I myself am wearing at least as much white as I can get away with. white and motorcycles don't mix.
Don't go.
Don't mix. Okay, white leather.
White leather. That would look hot.
But again, not to talk about the rules, but I was checking out some of the balls. You've got the little, it looks like the little white jack. It's a little bit bigger than it's a golf ball on steroids. And you're trying to roll the... Doing some commentary. And you these bowling balls have a kind of... One's weighted differently on different sides, so it's kind of like... Shuffleboard meets curling.
Yeah, and it is kind of a bit more flattened, the ball, and they are weighted on one side. So when you deliver the ball, it's not going to go completely straight. It is going to have a curve to it, and I guess that's where the skill comes in. I've not played the game. I get to watch the game and pour the drinks and make the sandwiches, but I love watching the women play. It's fun. And we're lucky. We've also got some of the experts from the Lawn Bowling Club here volunteering their time in support of Friends Help Friends and also in support of sharing the game and passing the rules along to a younger generation.
And you have a great turnout, over 40 people today.
Yeah. Which is terrific. We actually, we're pleased with this amount. We've got a gorgeous sunny day in the summer in Vancouver, and we know a lot of our friends are out of town. A lot of people have other commitments. So to have this kind of turnout is really superb. And, we're thrilled.
And some really cool hats. Oh, wow. Okay, see, I'm seeing some style here. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so gay men, lesbians got you beat on this one.
Yeah, on this group of lesbians, for sure.
They got you beat.
Yeah, we're styling here. We are definitely styling.
Well, if someone wants to look up and perhaps get involved, come out to some of your events, learn more about your organization, where do they go to do that?
Friendshelpfriends.ca is our web address. We're also on Facebook, so anybody can find us on Facebook fairly easily. And in fact, we'll probably have an event in the fall. We're looking at doing a Halloween sort of event. So definitely we want the girls to come out and howl and scream with us at that point.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to watch some more lawn bowling and have some more drinks. And wow, fantastic event. Thank you so much for having us out. And if I understand my Queer FMs correctly, you're going to be coming and helping us with some of our shows.
I'm very excited to come and talk about some of the things that are happening in the city. The Arts Extra is, you know, obviously a great show on Queer FM that really tells the city what's happening and what there is to see. And I'm really excited to be a part of that.
Well, we're happy to have you because, let's face it, I get invitations to a lot of things, but I can't cover everything, so I'm really happy to get some of your expertise, and you have this fantastic radio voice.
Well, thank you.
All right, so my name's Aiden Saint, and I'm here with
Carol Delenko,
and we're doing lawn bowling at Stanley Park.
Got to go and get my ball on the green.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Big Snoop Dogg. Can you be my doctor? Can you fix me up? Can you bite me down? So I can lick you up, make you give it up till you say my name. Like a jersey, jersey, shutting down the game. Be my head coach, so you can put me in and never take me out. Till you can taste the wind, do it again and again till you say my name. And by the way, I'm so glad you came. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet, wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet, wet. Can you give me up like a mate from my first class? So I can give it to you off like a first draft. Hold you like a paper plane. You know I got paper, babe. But fuck them dollar bills, girl, make it rain. Holiday Inn, come and meet me for my 8th floor. Damn, it feels good, but I feel bad for the main stone. And I can apologize, but when that slip slips inside, I told girls not to slip and slide. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet, wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? Just wanna get you wet, wet, wet. Where you going? What you say? From where her river flowing to another lake by the ocean, by the ocean, on the beach, on the beach. Then let me dip my feet and get wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet, wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? Tell me, baby, are you wet?
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name is still Aiden Saint, but I have the rest of the crew. Samantha Mack is in the studio.
Good morning, good morning.
So you came bearing lots and lots and lots of gifts.
I come bearing gifts. I'm your favorite kind of friend.
Sweet. So tell us what you got on tap for us for the rest of the show.
Well, we're going to start off with a little bit of Ryan Steele, because he has the Ryan Steele reunion tonight at the Cobalt at 10 p.m.
That's right. It's been a year since they knocked down the Odyssey nightclub.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So tonight's the night of the big reunion, and right now on Facebook we have over 200 people requesting to come, and we can fill that place with twice that. So we're going to start off the Ryan Steele show. We're going to talk a little bit with Darcy Michael, and we have some other of our famous Vancouver gays here involved in the Queer Arts Fest coverage. We're going to talk about some new music videos, some very sexy men, and we want to know whether or not you find the sexy man in the following video sexy or not, because my gay friends and I debated on whether or not we found him attractive. So we're taking a poll now, and on next week's show, we're going to give you the results of whether or not the gay community finds the star of this music video attractive.
Well, you know, you got to love social networks.
He doesn't know we're talking about him, but if it turns out well and you do like him, I'm sure we can get him on the show.
So, it local?
Oh, yeah. Local gorgeous.
See, someone's going to have to leak this to him so he can, like, come on, everyone, vote for me.
Oh, we're on the Twitter.
Oh, there you go. All right, so we're going to step aside here. This is Queer FM Arts Extra, and you can get us, by the way, you can get all of our podcasts for Queer FM Arts Extra, as well as Queer FM and Queer FM Community. You can get that at queerfmvancouver.com or at citr.ca. And, we have all this technology here. I'm going to have Samantha push the button.
Push the button. I'm stalling now, and if I speak slowly, it will take up more time. And if I speak loud, you will think that the words now coming out of my mouth are more important than that which was previously said. And if I whisper, it'll sound dirty. And if I stop and add a dramatic pause, you will think that the following word is important. But we all know there's nothing important that comes out of my mouth. Because nothing that comes out of my mouth is nearly as important as what goes in it. Thank you. Calm down. Ladies and gentlemen, I now bring to you Queer FM!
Sundays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on 101.9. Vancouver.
Ooh yeah, Ryan Steele Show Reunion 2011. The beat goes on and the beat goes on, yeah. Macho Madness right now, yeah. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and you can't be stopped, you know. Tonight at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street. Ryan Steele Show Reunion 2011. Well, I'm 39 years young. I work at Radio Shack. I have psoriasis all over my body, and I'm a gamer. Just love my video games. Whenever I'm not working at the Shack, I'm gaming. But I think it's time to fit a lady into my life. Doors at 9, shows at 10, $5 cover charge. Or Facebook me and flirt for free tickets. 2011 brought you Transformers 3, Dark Side of the Moon. And now, Ryan and Yuzuru bring you Transgenders 3, Dark Side of the Hormones. Everyone's allowed. We don't discriminate. And we're funny. And I'm singing an auto-tune. And Samantha Max in the show. It's gonna be good. First one in the year.
Hello, everybody. The queen is in the house. And I'm not talking about Elizabeth. Holler! Oh, my Lanta. Just sipping on my Cosmo, LOL. Oh, man. I don't think Julie Chen put enough GHB in my Cosmo. LOL! Amazeballs. My grinder is going off the hook. Not looking for any non-scene bottoms, though. Been there, done that. LOL!
www.ryansteelshow.com. Finally, Clay Dubé. Hey, roommate. How are you?
I've been better. I just got fired from Quiznos. I am always covered in cat hair because I live with you, Ryan. And my foreskin just fell off. Ugh.
Hey, this is the Wolfpack. You're listening to 101.9 Queer FM.
Woo! Don't threaten you the good time.
Hi. Wow, full house tonight. This is exciting. Who was here for last year's show? Ooh, returning clientele. I'm not used to that. Well, for those of you that don't know what you're in for tonight, it is going to be quite the show. I'm going to do some jokes. I'm going to take part in the improv and the sketch. I haven't done improv sober in about 15 years, so it'll probably be just as awkward for me as it is for you. Most importantly, though, tonight is a fundraiser. We're doing 50% of the door. Tonight is going to the Queer Arts Festival and the Vancouver Pride Society, which is the side I care more about. Not that I don't care about Pride, but come on, everybody knows gays have money. I know you lesbians don't feel bad. It's okay, you'll still get a Home Depot card for Christmas. The other half of the door is going to the Metro Band Dream Center, which runs a soup kitchen the first and third Friday of every month at St. Michael's that Armstrong and I both take part in every 2 weeks. So we're going to be giving that money to those guys so we can actually feed people that need it instead of feeding people like me. Homos for the homeless, but then it sounded like we were pro-homeless, so I was like, no, you know, I don't want to do that. And then it also sounded like we were attracted to homeless people, which I like them dirty, but I also like them with a home. So we are breaking the homeless tonight, at least. So, like, well, Peter Breeze probably will, but he's got to take it when he can, right? Whoa. Those of you that were here last year, I think you might notice something a little different about me. I lost 57 pounds. It was crazy. All I did was quit smoking weed on Mondays. It was, Mondays were busy for me. Do you guys, who here smokes weed? Nobody does, because Cesus is listening, right? And it's weird, but it's not that I don't trust people that don't smoke weed. I just don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, you don't smoke weed? How do you watch a movie? Like, how do you cook or drive your kids to school? How to leave the house without crying? What's your secret? That's the first funny joke of the night. So. I called my friend Michael, who's an amazing singer, and I asked him to just come out. Honest to God, don't wait for a joke. I just want you guys to listen to this song because I love it, and she was amazing, right?
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Cause since I come on home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. I said, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, oh. And did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a tan. Hope you found the right man who'll fix it for ya. And are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair? Are you busy? Did you have to pay that fine that you was dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Still dizzy? Cause since I come on home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. But won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. I said, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Oh, Valerie. Valerie. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
I think of all the things which I'm doing, and in my head I paint a picture
gorgeous? I'm gorgeous. I'm feeling that. Hello, this is Armstrong Jr., and we had a wonderful evening tonight at the gayest show on earth.
When little Darcy Michael was 18 years old, this 7-foot-tall black drag queen walked into my theater at Argyle in North Vancouver, and I thought, holy Christ, if this guy can put on heels and be gay, the least I can do is tell my parents, and that happened a week later.
So why don't you throw on a pair of high heels and be gay with us every Tuesday morning at 9:30 a.m. here on 101.9 Queer FM Arts Extra. This is Samantha Mack with 101.9 Queer FM Vancouver. And joining me here in my personal studio is...
It's C-Blaze.
Hi, C-Blaze.
Hi.
So, we just had sent to us a brand new music video called Hole in My Soul, created by a band named Culture Death. Have you ever heard of Culture Death before?
I think I have.
They sound
very
familiar.
Very familiar.
Not quite ringing the bell. I actually met the lead singer and the bass player at the Loose Moose here in Vancouver a little while ago.
I have been to the Moose.
All the cool kids go to the Moose.
Yeah.
And they're lovely gentlemen who are really excited about this video. So I had them send it to me. We just watched it. And the one thing that stood out in this video was the half-naked, muscular man who's getting sweaty, exerting all of his energy.
Yeah.
I say gay men would appreciate watching him in fine form in this video.
And I say they wouldn't.
So now we've got the debate between the straight girl's opinion and...
the gay boy's opinion. But not my type, not my opinion, but from the gay boy's perspective.
So you're speaking for gay men?
Yeah. Yes.
I think that men would have no problem ogling this man.
Oh, definitely not. He's a well put together man, and he's very good looking.
And he slowly rips off his jacket, and he isn't wearing a shirt underneath. And they do like multiple shots of his body as the jacket falls off. Like, it's pretty hot.
Girls will stare at anything if it's hot.
Well, girls are like magpies. Anything shiny.
Exactly right.
But aren't gay guys like girls?
Yes and no. They like for the gay guys. Sometimes he's too big. He's too muscular. He's got no hair.
He's not hairy enough.
Oh, not hairy enough.
So he is your type, though.
He is definitely my type.
As a gay man, you enjoyed watching him.
As C-Blaze, I enjoyed watching him. Huh. But as a gay man, no, not really.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've watched this video a couple times, and I think C-Blaze and I are going to agree to disagree on this one. So
yep.
We want your opinions.
Yeah.
So... check out their website or their video. It's on youtube.com/culturedef, CulturedeF. We'll add that to our Twitter so you can check that out.
Definitely.
And get back to us with your opinions as to whether or not the half-naked man in this video is turning your crank.
Or not. And if it's not, say no.
And if it is, say yes. And we are going to get the results back to you next week on September 6th. What do you think they're going to say?
I'm going to say yes and no. It's going to be like us.
It's going to be like a 50-50?
Yep.
I think it's going to be all for him being worth looking at.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no? I'm going to say yes. No. Do you want to bet on this? How much money do you want to lose?
I don't want to lose any money.
So, ladies and gentlemen, check out Culture Death, Hole in My Soul, found at youtube.com/culturedef. And make sure you tweet us at twitter.com/queerfmvan, where we want to know your thoughts. And we will share the winning opinion next Tuesday, September 6th, at 9:30 a.m. here on Queer FM Arts Extra.
On 101.9. Yes, yes.
This is Samantha Max Mommy. You're listening to 101.9 Queer FM Vancouver. Do you like theater?
Yeah.
Do you like video games?
Yeah.
Do you like actors, dancers, comedians?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, then you should be listening to Queer FM's Arts Extra every second Sunday from 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on what?
101.9 CITR. Duh. We don't have to take our clothes off. Just to
have a good And we're back. My name's Aiden Saint. I have the fantastically and talented and lovely Samantha Mack in the studio. That's your cue.
Why, hello. All right, so this next clip we have is with Kevin Smith, the equally lovely and talented Kevin Smith.
Yeah, now this is the Kevin Smith, the actual, you know, the big guy with the movies. And yeah, fantastic. But there was a problem.
He swears.
A lot.
A lot. I did so many cuts that I got curious. I had to see how many times I was taking out F-bombs in this next little 8-minute piece. And it turns out that he throws out an F-bomb at least once every 9.6 seconds.
9.6 seconds.
So now, there's more than that, because I took out entire segments that had like 6 F-bombs in a row. And there's points where you kind of need the F-word to emphasize what he's saying. But I just didn't feel at 9:30 we should be slamming that with you. So I cut them all out.
So
I think. But I might not have. So don't be alarmed. That's my disclaimer.
All right. Well, here's a little thing from Kevin Smith. And this is Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM.
My name is my brother, Matt.
How are you?
You guys got hats on. Love Red State, but we want to go back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
We're huge Warren Zevon fans. We want to ask you about Hit Someone.
Okay, keep talking. Sorry, went down the wrong path. Go ahead.
So, as a storyteller, looking at a guy like Warren Zevon, who was like one of the great storytellers, who could tell those stories in like 2 minutes.
Yes.
How do you feel your responsibility is to telling that kind of story, that kind of really intense, condensed story, inside of like an hour and a half framework? Are you?
I'm doing my movie 4 hours.
That's even better.
Yeah, I announced it in Montreal ahead of the tour. Somebody asked about it. I was like, you know what? I've been talking, I'll say it here. And I said, I've been trying to, you know, the script just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The beginning of the character's life, it takes place over 30 years, starts in 1950, ends in 1980. And we spend a long time just getting to 1972, which was when the character finally enters the WHA type league. So that's at page 130. That's where I'm at right now. Those scripts, for those that don't follow this kind of thing, 120 pages long in entirety. So I was going to be looking at trimming it down, and then I said, you know what, man, this is my last movie. Like, go out, do the one you want to. And I'd asked Mitch Albom, who's the guy that wrote the lyrics to that song, he read the script. I said, hey, I'm thinking about doing it as like maybe an HBO movie, like a 2 or 3 part or maxi series or something like that, so I can just do it chunky and long and shit. And I'm not, like, obviously Red State broke me of any sort of like, oh, I gotta have it in a theater. Like, I don't care about it anymore. I watch my movies on an iPhone, so the idea of being like, you gotta go to the theater to see my movie seems hypocritical at this point, especially when it's like, well, this is where I watch my movies. So I didn't want to shrink it down. I was like, it's my last flip. I said, why shrink it down? Why not just make it and cut it in two? And somebody was like, well, that's greedy. I'm like, yeah, well, it's greedy, but not about money. It's greedy because I want to be able to tell the story I want to tell. Last go-round, I'm going to take a huge victory lap. It takes me 2 movies to finish, and I want to do it because I want to tell the story right. And it's a story that, you know, it's definitely reflective of my history. It's very autobiographical. But at the same time, it's a big Valentine to Canada and to hockey. The whole thing, it reads like Canadian Wikipedia. Like, honestly, I think Canadians will learn a lot from the movie. Like, just things about Canadian history where you're like, is that true? And it is true. Like, I've done all this research over the years and collected these stories and factoids, and I'm like, oh my God, that's fascinating. And it kind of aggregated them into this one flick. And I tried to write as a movie the Great Canadian Novel, which I know is kind of presumptuous, but I'm Kevin Smith. So I figured, like, that's what I would go for. It just got bigger and bigger, and the youth part of it is so halcyon. You know, I never really made a kid's movie, and this isn't technically a kid's movie, but it's not R-rated either. Nobody's cursed yet in the script. I'm on page 130, and I've been in a locker room, and still nobody's cursed. I'd be curious to see if I could keep a PG-13, because that'd be neat, because nobody expects me to end on a PG-13. No, but the movie's really quite beautiful. It's like, very lyrical. It's funny. It's raw. It's wicked. That little song that Mitch and Warren did. I didn't believe it. So it's kind of a, you know, very much it's Mitch's song. Warren made it his own, of course, but Mitch kind of wrote the lyrics, and so that's the story that the movie's based on. So sharing the script with Mitch was kind of cool, but weird. It was like being in a room with somebody who's had sex with your wife before you. You know, it's just like we both share something in common here. You know, and it was this story, and I took that little song and turned it into this weird, bigger story. So it's I don't know, I'm off the beaten path.
Are you keeping it very true, like the story pack that the story that the
yeah
song
oh yeah I got yeah it's very much the song. That's the thing, when you hear that song hit somebody and you listen to it, it's beautiful. That's the movie. That very much, it's bare bones, that's the fucking movie. And then you build a lot of shit, of course, on top of it, because it's very tight, very quick song and whatnot. You build an entire life, an entire world on top of that very brief song. But the song is very, very moving. You can hear it and you can kind of, you know, see your own version of the movie in your head. But I've been trying to, like, knock down taboos a lot for the last year. I think that's why I've been smoking so much weed. That knocks down inhibitions. It doesn't make you stone or high. That's for teenage kids. It just kind of like centers me, and it makes me go like, oh, let's give it a shot. You know, back in the day, come up with a good idea, and then be like, oh, no, somebody will say I'm stupid for doing that. You let an inhibition knock it out of you, some fear take it out of you. And lately with the weed, now I'm just like, let's give it a shot, let's see what happens. And everything's worth a shot. Like Wayne Gretzky said, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. Yeah, exactly. So at that point, everything's worth a shot, right? We go around fucking once, and we don't go out pretty. There's never a good way out, and we can't choose our way out. We're one of the only species that ever stopped to think that one day we're going to cease to exist, and it's a painful thing to deal with, and that's why these are cool, because they take your mind off it for a little while. But in a world with a ticking clock, why not take a shot? You know what I'm saying? You gain nothing by being like, oh, somebody might judge me. Worry about failure, and just do it, because who knows what's after this? This will be what I hope is my thesis film, the film that shows everything I've learned over 2 decades of making flicks and whatnot. And then it'll be time to have, you know, put that down for good.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about Mikey and myself. Mikey and I are local filmmakers. We made a bunch of movies. Mikey and I wrote a take on Hit Somebody several years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we actually did. And what happened was when you came out with saying, I'm going to make Hit Somebody,
right,
it kind of splattered our movie all over the
place. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it was awesome. Let me tell you why.
Oh.
It led to us creating, like, our very own, like, television pilot, and we actually have you to thank for it.
Oh, right on.
Because you actually did something that was awesome.
You heard that song and you two were like, I want to make a movie.
We made a movie.
It's strange.
Yeah.
It's a powerful document. If you've never heard it, when you go home tonight or even now, if you're carrying an iPod, ignore me and download it and give it a listen. It's a really good, beautiful song, but it's so strange because I was like, I want to make a movie of your song. And he goes, you see a movie in that song? And I was like, how can you not? It's a story. It's a 3-act structure and it's beautiful. He's like, yeah, it's a song, Kevin. I don't know if it's a movie. But it's so weird that other people are like, oh, it's a movie. Oh, I'm sorry I ruined it, but I'm glad that
you
guys...
No, you were way better than we would ever done.
That's a good thing. Well, I'm glad I ruined your shit. It's porn for Canadiana, and it's porn for hockey enthusiasts in general. Like, I compare the movie to walking through the Hockey Hall of Fame. One of my favorite things in the world to do is go to Toronto and walk through the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's an emotional high without touching anything. I can go in there, not stoned, and just be like, move, touch, take adventures left and right. Every corner, nook and cranny. Thing that I love about hockey is very much like entertainment community, because it is entertainment. It's a distraction. Hockey means nothing. Sports mean nothing. They do nothing good or practical. Me staying on stage telling you jokes means nothing. Does nothing good or practical. Won't fucking, like, keep the economy moving. Won't save the world. It's just distraction type stuff. But we love those distractions. It's so important. It becomes something else. It means something more. Because, again, self-aware species don't want to ever think about dying. It's much easier when you think about hockey or when you're watching a movie or something like that. So for me, hockey's a very, very powerful metaphor, but the when you walk around the Hall of Fame, I just go to pieces. I'm telling you, by the time the movie's done, when you guys see it, I have no doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I will be elected PM.
It's Carol Delenko from Vancouver Pride, and you're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
By the borderline, he started playing hockey by the time he was 9. His dad took the hose and froze the backyard. Little Buddy Green, he was Rocket Richard. He grew up big and he grew up tough. He saw himself scoring for the Wings or Canucks, but he wasn't that good with a puck. But he
his real talent was beating people up. His heart wasn't in it, but the crowd ate it up. Through peewees and juniors and midgets and mics, he must have racked up more than 300 fights. Till a scout from the Flames came down from Saskatoon, said there's always room on our team for a goon. Son, we've always got room for a goon. There were Swedes to the left of him, Russians to the right, a Czech at the blue line looking for a fight. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. But what's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do? Hit somebody was what the crowd roared when Buddy the Goon came over the boards. Coach, he'd say, I wanna score goals. The coach said, Buddy, remember your role. The best guys get paid, they shoot and they score. Protect them, Buddy, that's what you're here for. Protection is what you're here for. Protection, it's the stars who score. Protection, go and kick somebody's ass. Protection, don't put the biscuit in the basket, just hit somebody. It rang in his ears, blood on the ice ran down through the years. The king of the goons with a box for a throw, a thousand stitches and broken bones. He never lost a fight on his icy patrol, but deep inside Buddy only dreamed of a goal. He just wanted one damn goal. There were Swedes at the blue line, Finns at the red, a Russian with a stick heading straight for his head. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do? In his final season, on his final night, Buddy and a Finn goon were pegged for a fight. 30 seconds left, the puck took a roll. Suddenly, Buddy had a shot on goal. The goalie committed, but he picked his spot. 20 years of waiting went into that shot. The fans jumped up, and the Finn jumped too. And Cole cocked Buddy on his follow-through. The big man crumbled, but he felt all right. 'Cause the last thing he saw was the flashing red light. He saw that heavenly night. There were Swedes to the left of him, Russians to the right, a Czech at the blue line looking for a fight. Take care of your teeth, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Do you know what the funniest thing of America is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, you can get the same stuff over there that you can get over here. Only over there, it's just a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you cannot walk into a movie theater in America and order a glass of beer. You cannot even get one in a little paper cup. Here, Paris, you can get a beer at McDonald's. You know what they call a Royale with cheese in America?
They don't call it a Royale with cheese?
No. They've got the imperial system of measurement over there. They do not know what Royale is.
So what do they call it?
They call it a quarter pounder with cheese.
Quarter pounder with cheese. Mais oui. And what do they call Le Big Mac?
Le Big Mac is Le Big Mac. Only over there they call it Big Mac. Big Mac!
And what do they call their weapon?
I do not know. I did not go into Burger King. Do you know what they put on French fries in America instead of mayonnaise? Ketchup.
Zut alors! Mais oui!
And that's... That is a long-standing, for the last 3 weeks, we've been playing Quarter Pounder with Cheese, and wow. So here we are. Samantha Mack in the studio, Queer FM Arts Extra. So you brought so many cool things to the show, but you brought a cool guest as well.
I sure did. Kevin Smith, we were just listening to him and chat with the Granger Brothers, and we have half of the Granger Brothers here in studio.
The top half or the bottom half?
Definitely the top.
So you're a top.
Oh, definitely. Okay. I'm my brother's a power bottom, but I'm
okay.
Straight top, I guess.
Just have to check. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. I have to know these things.
Yeah. I believe it.
She's speechless again. I love it.
Yeah, so is my brother probably right now, wherever he is.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Matthew Granger from the Granger Brothers. And we want to ask you some questions. First of all, we talked about Kevin Smith. And you had the same idea. You're trying to make the same movie, and he beat you to the punch and destroyed your dreams. What happened?
Oh, God, no. He didn't destroy the dreams. He made the future brighter, is what he did. No, he's making a movie called Hit Somebody based on the Warren Zevon song you just heard. It's a song that Mikey discovered years ago. And we had made a short film years ago about these two brothers who were attacked by a zombie and then had their souls separated from their zombie bodies. And essentially, when we wrote the film, we made a film in which they were hockey players trying to score a goal. And that's basically what that song's about, is about a guy who's never scored a goal before, wants to score a goal, and finally dies as he does it. That's the way to fulfill your dreams. Die as you do it.
Oh, that's one way to go. So now Kevin Smith has made this movie, or is making this movie,
yeah.
A four-hour movie.
Yeah.
And when you heard that he was making this movie... What happened?
I wept into my cereal. It was very early in the morning when I read it. And it was, we just scrapped the idea and we started doing our own stuff. We started moving on to, we created a television pilot. We went on Indiegogo.com, had people donate between $10,000 and $15,000 to us, and we created a television pilot called The Charlie DeClown Show, which is now on funnierdie.com, and you can see it there. Under the Granger Brothers or the Charlie the Clown Show, whichever you.
And we've actually featured that here on the show as well.
Oh.
Gee, I mean, imagine that. It's funny because I go through many different kinds of video blogs along with news because we have so many, you know, we have three different versions of the show.
Right. Yeah.
And it's interesting. Samantha will come and say, hey, I've got this really great video. Oh, you mean this one? And it's really funny that there's such we're so different yet. The humor is definitely there. So congrats. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
The stuff that I've seen is fantastic.
Oh, there's more coming. Hopefully we're actually scheduled to start shooting on September 11th. Our newest short called Crazy Dracula Spring Break Weekend, in which a friend of ours, Crazy Dracula, who is, you know, he's Dracula. He just drinks a lot and does a lot of drugs, goes to spring break. And his craziness ensues. And his friends... Frankenstein, the Wolfman, Santa Claus. They have to come to his rescue.
So,
it's going to be great.
And we're filming this. You're filming this on September 11th.
Yes, we're going to make September 11th way better than it's been known for.
We'll make it a new holiday.
Isn't it your mom's birthday?
It's my mom's birthday. It's her 55th birthday.
Nice. And it's our friend Stinger's birthday the day before.
So it's going to be quite the party.
It's going to be one heck of a party. A pool party. It's going to be great.
Is there anything you can tell us about what's happening?
I don't know. I don't know really if I want to tell too much. Right now, Crazy Dracula's down at Burning Man, and I haven't spoken to him in a few days. He's been sort of incommunicado, and I don't know what's happening with him. If he lives through Burning Man, then we'll be shooting. If he doesn't live through it, I don't know what we're going to do.
Have you been following his tweets?
His tweets are ridiculous. His tweets are absolutely ridiculous. I got a Twitter alert from him last night at like 4 o'clock in the morning about how he couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. And then at 4:20, he discovered that there was another 4:20, which he didn't realize earlier in the day.
Well, you know, I've been to Burning Man once.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Pretty much. Well, if I go down again, you see, I'm taking an RV with an air conditioner and
Oh, yeah. Well, that's you have to.
Does Crazy Dracula have any of this with him?
I don't know what he's got. I think he's staying at the Ramada. I think he's not a camper. I think from what I heard I was following his tweets yesterday, and he's not even staying there. He's actually out of town at the Ramada.
That's 45-minute drive each way.
He doesn't care, man. He actually takes a bike.
Oh, my God.
He's got a bicycle. Yeah, it's really weird.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't understand him.
He can't really fly?
Oddly enough, no.
Well, you know, we found out
he drinks a lot, right?
No, we found out from True Blood, though, that, you know, that was a really good point. In True Blood, I thought, you know, vampires could fly.
Turn into a bat.
And well, no, actually, what's interesting is what was pointed out who's the crazy hot blonde one?
I've never seen True Blood.
You're kidding.
I've never seen True Blood either.
Oh my God. Well, there's some really fantastic stuff going on and some great social commentary. True Blood essentially is a metaphor for, they have vampire rights. It's a metaphor for queer, gay and lesbian rights.
Explain why Anna Paquin married that guy.
Now that's a whole other discussion. Ah. But the interesting thing is that the one of the most prominent vampires was a Viking.
Ah.
And he gets ready to fly. He like pulls back his coat and he's getting ready to leap into the air like Superman. And Sookie, the main character, stops him and says, "You can fly? You can fly? Why can't all vampires fly? Can all humans sing?"
That's a good point.
Oh.
That's a good point. And painfully true that all humans can't.
Oh. Well, and wait, isn't one of the humans, there's three humans in this room.
Yes.
And one of them is singing tonight.
I know, that's going to be hilarious. I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring a microphone. I swear to God.
It's going to be amazing. No, tonight's going to be exciting.
So tell us about some of your other projects. I mean, when did you start getting into filmmaking? How did you guys do this?
My dad was a school principal. Mm. And when he would come home in the summer times when we were kids, he would bring home like the video camera that you wore on your shoulder because it was the size of a house, and it had like a VCR that you had to wear.
Yep.
And we used to make these little horror movies around my neighborhood with the neighborhood kids, and I would slaughter them just one at a time. And I was about 12, so I've killed more children than
excellent.
Than the famine in Africa.
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, you have to eat what you kill, so hopefully, you know.
Well, they're tender. They're very tender. Yeah, very children. Tender. Not very grizzly.
No,
they get the gristle as they get older, but no.
Now, your videos.
I don't know what that is.
See, I'm just
not touching that.
She's like, I brought the wrong guy on this show.
No, but your videos have done well, though. You ended up meeting Tarantino.
Yeah, we won an MTV contest with that's really what got our foot in the door a couple years ago. We entered this, there was this contest on MTV. It was called A Bastardized Tarantino. It was part of the promotional tour of Inglourious Bastards, which, by the way, is one of the best movies I've ever seen. I love it. And it's they did this promotional tour and essentially said you had to spoof a Tarantino scene. So we spoofed Mikey and I were actually on the back porch of our house one night and pretty drunk and saying like, "Do you think we're gonna win?" We entered this other thing that wasn't really that funny, and my brother's like, "Do you think we're gonna win?" And I was like, "No, not really." And I'm like, "Well, what do you think's gonna win, dude?" And he goes, "You know what? Some idiot's gonna do that hamburger scene, the Royale with cheese scene. They're just gonna do it from France, and something stupid like that'll win." And kind of looked at each other and just kind of said, "Well, I can be that idiot." And lo and behold, I was that idiot, and I got to go on TV. And it was hilarious. We had a lot of fun. And we went down, they flew us into Toronto, went to the Inglourious Bastards premiere, and then they gave us a TV, and they threw confetti at us, which was really nice.
Well, did they actually hand you the television or throw you the TV to catch it and then throw confetti?
Yeah, exactly. It was exactly like that.
Oh, wow.
It was great. It was fun.
Mass distraction.
I have a question as a filmmaker because I've been watching Tarantino films since probably before I was supposed to be watching Tarantino films.
Right, we all were.
And it's like, I don't know, this is kind of violent. I don't know if you should be watching this. Oh, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, let the boy watch the film.
Sure, yeah.
So you say, which is your favorite Tarantino?
Oh.
Definitely Inglourious Bastards or...
Oh, jeez. That's tough.
You can tell a lot about someone based on which Tarantino film. And if they say, ew, I can't stand... And it's like, go stand out.
So many. It's like the first 45 minutes of Dusk Till Dawn that him and... Mm-hmm. That he did with Robert Rodriguez. It's like the first 45 minutes of that movie. It falls apart after that. But is amazing. Like, it's so good. And...
I think that's what makes the rest of that's what makes the rest of the film such a letdown. Is you're going, wow, this is sucks.
You know, Inglourious Basterds was great though. Like that movie, if you can watch Hitler get shot in the face, it doesn't get much better than that.
See, for me, because he's done such over the top hyper realism.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, bordering on comic book hyper realism. Mm-hmm. That one, for me, it's like I was expecting something that does not involve killing a major figure in
history.
A major
fascist, yes.
And it's like, not that he didn't have it coming.
Think about all the good things he did.
But I was sitting there thinking, actually, besides the Autobahn and the Volkswagen factory.
Right, well,
it's, I don't know, I'm still a... I'd have to go with Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
still.
Pulp Fiction's pretty great. I know they're all so great.
Kill Bill though.
Kill Bill. You know what? The first Kill Bill gets really good in the last 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and then the next Kill Bill is amazing.
Yeah,
and there's so much good stuff that he's done. It's just impossible to sort of. I know what he did that wasn't good.
Okay, so what did he do that wasn't good?
I'm gonna get slaughtered. I didn't like Jackie Brown. I've never liked Jackie Brown. I've never been able to get my head around it.
Well, the thing is, it's very American.
It is really American.
It's an American takeoff on a 1970s blaxploitation film.
Which my brother and I are huge fans of.
Really?
Oh my God, we are the biggest blaxploitation film guys in the world.
So how did you not like... Well, it was slow.
It was very slow.
It was very slow, but he had the characters and Foxy Brown and the whole bit. So
go back to... My brother and I are like huge fans of like Dolomite and The Human Tornado and like Rudy Ray Moore movies and all that like really grungy stuff that was made on like a 16 mil for like $8 and, you know, was... it's just the ego stroking for Rudy Ray Moore. Those movies were so good, so funny, so just like...
Well, and I was my husband Justin is a bit younger than I and had never heard of a bit and had never heard of Foxy Brown.
Right.
Never heard of Blackula,
which is great by the way.
Or any of the blaxploitation films of the 70s, and so we had a little film festival.
Yeah.
And he said, "Who watches these?" Ew. Oh, they can't wear this fashion is terrible. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you've got to watch Human Tornado then, because it's Rudy Ray Moore running around in a pair of slacks, no shirt, no socks for the first half of the movie, and then the second half of the movie he's dressed like a big red pimp. It's genius. It's absolute genius. I love it.
Oh, fantastic. So, is Sam's going, oh, we've got more stuff to cover.
You guys shut up.
No.
Human Tornado for anyone.
Okay, so I since we have Kevin Smith clip on the film, and I'm a huge fan of Clerks, I've got to ask you, and you're a filmmaker, got to ask you the question, Empire or Jedi?
Oh, no question, Empire.
Why?
Because Han Solo is frozen solid and shipped off into the nothing at the end of the movie.
There you go.
And you don't know what's going to happen, and Luke gets... Stuff gets dark.
Yep.
Stuff gets dark. And I love movies where stuff gets dark and just gets bad. Everything my brother and I write, like feature film wise, everybody dies at the end. Like, I just, even if it's a comedy, everybody just dies.
Well, you know, they've done it in Harold and Kumar. I mean, they've killed off, one of my favorite actors, and I'm totally blanking. Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah, Doogie. Yeah.
Come on.
Neil Patrick Harris.
NPH.
Yeah, they killed off NPH, and we're going through our video stuff, and of course they have a new movie coming out for Christmas.
They do?
Yes, they do. And NPH plays himself as kind of a hyper-real version of himself, and there's actually a clip where he's going to give a girl a back massage because he's gay and it's okay.
That's hilarious.
And then, of course, you know... Oops. And it's
love the oops back massages.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious, though, because he's making fun of himself being a gay man
that's
in films
hilarious.
That is a leading man with women, and it's just
that
freaking
is
great. So you can check that out on YouTube. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So...
All right. I have a note here about Scream Fest.
Yes. Yeah.
What is Scream Fest? What's going on about Scream Fest?
Oh, Scream Fest Los Angeles 2011. My brother and I were called in by a good friend of ours, Rahan Kokar. He's a director in town. We were called in to help him co-write and produce a film for the Crazy Eights Festival this year. So we ended up creating this amazing little film called Chained. It's a 10-minute long horror movie, which is sort of like another genre my brother and I are exploring a little bit. Is we've been in comedy for so long, now we're getting into the horror thing and doing some horror stuff as well. Yeah, it's this great thing we put together with an amazing crew. Our director of photography, Matt Leaf, director Rahan Kokar, stars David Lewis, a kid named Sean Matheson. He's about 11 years old and he's amazing. And another actor named Dean Ray. These are all guys I worked with on a picture called... Personal Effects with Ashton Kutcher and Michelle Pfeiffer. Anyways, we made this little film for the Crazy Eights Festival for $800, and we just found out yesterday morning that we are accepted into the Scream Fest 2011 in Los Angeles in October. So we're going down there to screen the film, and it's going to be great. I can't wait. It's really, really super exciting. Feel like we got our seat at the table in Los Angeles finally, which is fantastic. So yeah, we're heading down then.
Exciting. I hear Los Angeles is great this time of year.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear it's even better when it's frozen here. Yeah, it's great.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I lived in LA for a number of years, and it's kind of amazing because the temperature doesn't really vary past about 10 degrees.
Yeah, it's you can either wear a t-shirt or a long sleeve t-shirt. That's the way it
pretty
works,
much.
Yeah.
Oh, one time it was 58 degrees and people bring in your cat.
Oh, I know.
They'll freeze.
I lived in Huntington Beach in the 90s. I lived down in Huntington Beach for quite a while, and it was so funny because it was this beautiful weather, and me and my buddy were there, and we were just like shorts and t-shirts, and it's the middle of the night, and it's warm, and everybody's showing up in their winter jackets, and yeah, it was the weirdest thing. And and they were all like thinking that we were insane for wearing. We have blood like syrup, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I had some friends on the track team from Canada and a couple from Australia in a really intemperate area.
Yes.
And so they'd be walking around, yeah, in shorts and tank top and whatnot. We're freezing our butts off.
Right, yeah, of course.
Of course, we're used to 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so...
She's like, back on track, you two.
Let's get back on track because we have a phone call to make. You guys are the Granger Brothers. You've talked with Kevin Smith. You've been awarded by Tarantino. You're going to Scream Fest in L.A. You're kind of a big deal.
So what are you going to do now?
Oh, God, I don't know. Crazy Dracula? I'm going to make a movie about Dracula, idiot who's running around and burning me.
I'm concerned that Crazy Dracula doesn't understand how much of a big deal you guys are, and I'm worried that he's not going to make it back here.
He's a jerk. He's
Why are you working with
him? It's not that he's a jerk. He's an interesting guy.
Which is why you're making a movie about him.
Well, we find that, you know, we're hoping to maybe help him a little. With the movie.
Now you realize that he's going to be exposed to various pharmacological intervention down there. So
he's fine with that.
Okay,
he's totally fine with that.
He's fine with like E and all that.
Oh, dude,
okay.
He invented half that stuff. You know how old he is?
How old is he? Do we know?
I think he's 375.
Mm.
I think, but he'll argue that he's 374, but it's probably not true. Yeah, he's a strange cat. Mikey and I have got to know him over the last few years, and we just think, you know, the time is right, the world is ready for a Crazy Dracula movie, and I think people need to be aware of the problems that even a vampire can have with drugs, alcohol, sex, and everything.
All the naughty business. We've been following his tweets. Queer Fam is following his tweets, and he seems to be enjoying himself right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's incredibly excited to be in Burning Man.
Yeah.
What's going on? You haven't talked to him yet. We're supposed to be talking to him in just a couple seconds here.
Yeah. Let me see if I can call him.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I go ahead and play a PSA, and we'll come right back and try to get Crazy Dracula on for Queer FM Arts Extra here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. I'm here with Samantha Mack and Matthew Granger from the Granger Brothers.
Hi.
So we're trying to call Crazy Dracula.
We are. We're going to try one more time here.
You're not going to reach him.
No. We've been tweeting with him. We've been talking with him. He knows he has his interview, so let's see what happens.
You're not going to reach him, I'll tell you now. He's just...
He just tweeted that someone's trying to blow up his phone.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've been calling him all morning. He just doesn't want to pick up, or he's, well, he was up late last night, according to his...
Don't make apologies for him.
I like him. I know he's got problems. You know, I'm trying to, I don't know. See, he's not going to pick up. He's totally sleeping. He's in the bar fridge, probably.
Hello, you've reached Crazy Dracula's cell phone.
Yeah, told you.
I am unable to reach the phone right now because I am at Burning Man and the cell service here sucks. Anyways, I've been drinking a lot and having a good time, but you should leave a message for me, and if you don't want to leave a message, you can tweet me at Crazy Dracula. Okay, thank you. Here's the last. Ha, 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 ha. Okay,
I have to do this. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah.
All right, well...
No way.
Crazy Dracula is, in fact, crazy. I like that he told us just to tweet him.
Yeah, correct. He's not going to want to... He's not going to pick up the phone.
How much of a jerk is this guy? Because I just said on Twitter, we'll be calling you from the radio station in a few minutes for your telephone interview, which he was fully aware of.
Yeah, he was.
Can't wait to hear from you. And then 2 minutes ago, he says, someone keeps blowing up my phone. So clearly he sees that we're calling.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy he is.
And now he's tweeting to say he's trying to sleep. Weak man, weak.
Yeah, I know. That's the way he is. That's the way he is.
This is what your movie's going to be about.
He hangs out with a guy named Drinkenstein. I don't know if that's really the kind of, you know, I think we can pretty much establish who Crazy Dracula is and what he is just based on his friends. You are judged by the company you keep.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, follow our friend Crazy Dracula. Love him, hate him. Talk back to him. You can tell him he's a big wiener for not showing up. This is Samantha Mack with 101.9 Queer FM. And you've been listening to Queer FM Arts Extra with our special guest, Mr. Matthew Granger.
Yay.
And we're about out of time, so we're going to go out with one of the most popular. This is a PSA for CITR that actually was retired.
Aw.
And it was brought back because so many people were pissed off.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Little, this wasn't one of my PSAs.
This is called Vampire Give Blood, ironically. for Crazy Dracula, my name is Aiden Saint. This is the end of Queer FM Arts Extra. You can catch us next week. Queer FM Communities at 5 on Sunday. Queer FM's at 6. And we'll be right back here next week. We're out of here.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.